right now on VFN TV. We're going to be talking about how Iran has missile capability and what they're planning to do in the future. We're also going to be talking about what happened in the city of Cologne, Germany. It's reported that 1,000 men were doing sexual jihad and assaulting women. And we're going to be looking at the spiritual roots, the spiritual history of the city of Cologne. You are going to be surprised, as well as the White House predicts that massive job loss as a result to robots. You don't want to miss it. All happening right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side. No matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me. And when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate this city to you.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true? Some sort of political persuasion. They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in a few minutes is Steve Kalishevsky. We're delighted that you're with us here today. We've got so much to be talking about. But the first thing we want to share with you is what is happening in Iran. As you know, as you've been watching this program, that we've been talking about the Iran deal and what that means for the future of Israel, what that means to the future of the United States, and really the world, because we're looking at a potentially nuclear-armed Iran. And many believe that that's going to spark a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, with one of their arch nemesis is Saudi Arabia. And now reports are that they're working, get this, on a missile program. And they're actually saying that the United States won't know about their missile program, the extent of it, until it's too late. We're not making this up. This has happened, and they've actually said this, and you got to understand, yes, is this the same country that the United States spearheaded releasing the sanctions off of Iran that would allow them to continue to enrich uranium, and not only that, but took off the sanctions that would release hundreds of millions of dollars and would actually make it possible so that they can begin to start earning more money in the selling of oil, their own oil. Listen, Iran still wants to destroy the United States. And why would our administration not take this threat serious is really beyond me and beyond many people. But I want you to watch this update as we get informed as to what this missile program is all about and what are their intentions. Watch this.
Club. Hey, you're not going to hear much about it here in the United States, but our good friends, Obama's buddies in Tehran, are working hard to develop a missile program that could be used to launch nuclear weapons to threaten Israel and Europe, possibly even the U.S. of A.
Iran says the United States won't learn how powerful its missile program is until it's too late. Chris Mitchell brings us the story from Jerusalem.
Iran's missile program is one of the most ambitious in the world. Its arsenal ranges from long-range ballistic missiles that could reach Europe to shorter-range missiles already used by regional terror groups against Israel and Saudi Arabia.
Officially, the claim is that the missile industry is for defense purpose only. As for the long-range missiles, it's obviously not a defensive tool.
The U.S. and five world powers lifted most of the international sanctions as part of their nuclear deal with Iran. The U.N. Security Council still called for work to stop on ballistic missiles that can carry nuclear weapons. Iran never complied and now argues its missile program has nothing to do with the deal.
In addition, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani ordered an expansion of the missile program. Commander Ali Hajizadeh says Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps will get two new advanced missiles when the Persian New Year begins in March. Both will have a range of more than 1,000 miles. Ayelet Savayan is the Iranian expert with the Middle East Media Research Institute here in Jerusalem. She says from time to time, Iranian officials speak openly about the missile program.
They kept saying that the main purpose of their long-range missile was targeting Israel.
Even with the nuclear deal in place, Iranian commanders taunt the U.S. about their missiles and military capability.
We have land-to-sea missiles with very heavy warheads located in tunnels along the Persian Gulf coastline. The Americans themselves once said that the IRGC Navy forces had dug over 1,000 tunnels along the coast of the Persian Gulf.
Ali Fadavi is the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy commander.
When will the Americans learn about the things we haven't shown them? We will demonstrate this at a certain point in accordance with our interests or when the time is right. At that point, the Americans will know our abilities and it will be too late for them.
Earlier, Iranian television revealed the missile tunnels, saying they had around 500 of them.
Almost all Iranian cities have at least one missile base. What you see is like an iceberg floating on the water, some part of which is only visible. We have so many such bases that even if they manage to identify some of them, it still will be to no avail.
Savayan says the admission of the tunnels has to do with regional tensions.
I think they said it because of the tension being so escalating between Iran and Saudi Arabia. They said we have hidden cities of missiles.
And it's not an idle threat.
They also said that they equipped Israel's neighboring Islamic movements, such as Hezbollah and Hamas and other Palestinian groups, such as Islamic Jihad, with Iranian technology and missiles.
Retired IDF officer Michael Segal says Iran is setting its sights high.
They want to create some kind of a balance of power with the United States, with other European players. And if Iran is on its way to become a superpower, and the missile program is indeed a pillar in the Iranian national security doctrine.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Thanks, Chris. Now, folks, I want you to get in your mind, just put in your mind, about 3 years from now, we wake up and find that those missiles have got nuclear tips on them and that the Iranians have had a breakthrough with their bomb and they now can put nuclear warheads on those missiles. The missiles are now capable of reaching Rome, They're capable of reaching Paris. They're capable of reaching Bonn. They're capable of reaching London. They're capable, of course, reaching Tel Aviv. And they certainly can reach into the heart of Saudi Arabia anywhere they want to. Now, that would be a nightmare. You wake up and think, either I will accord to their demands, whatever they are, or my capital city will be incinerated in a nuclear holocaust. Now, that's what they're going for. There will be nuclear blackmail of an area we have never known before. And if those crazies decided they wanted to start blowing off nukes, then you're looking at the death of millions and millions of people.
You understand that Iran is a real threat, although this is a small country that makes great boasts. Their GDP is the equivalent of Pennsylvania. But the reason why they have such a, you know, danger and they possess a big threat is because of where they're located and potentially what they could do to Israel. And so we have to be alert. But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already warned us when he was speaking and he said, listen, America, you know, Iran already has missiles that can reach us. But the reason they have these long-range ballistic missiles, why, is to reach you. And in fact, he said, America, this Scud is for you. We need to pay attention, and we must not have policies in place by our administration that winks at the eye of Iran. Listen, they've already blown up a mock aircraft carrier of, you know, United States aircraft carrier. The Ayatollah Khomeini has reportedly said, listen, we don't worship Iran. We worship, you know, their God. And so if Iran has to go in the great scheme of things, it's okay as long as their God gets their way. Listen, we have to consider their threat very seriously, and they must be dealt with. And so we want to encourage you to pray that wisdom will take place and that we would have the new leadership that would make the necessary opportunities. Listen, we can't be appeasing anyone anymore. It's all about containing and taking out the threat, because now more than ever, they're going to be empowered. It's not just Iran, but it's who Iran supports. Hezbollah in the north of Lebanon, Hamas in the southern part of Israel. And eventually, Israel is going to have to act. And what could happen there? I mean, many believe we're in the beginning of World War III. Because Israel is not the only one that is threatened. You have Saudi Arabia, who is greatly threatened. So you're seeing this perfect storm brewing in the Middle East. And this requires wisdom, and it requires much prayer. But we want to pray that the Lord's purposes in all of this will be fulfilled. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about what happened in Cologne, Germany, where 1,000 of these refugees reportedly committed a sexual assault, a jihad, on the women of Germany in the city of Cologne, and the history of Cologne. You'll be surprised what has come out of that city. Join us when we get right back from this break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only our partners. We had to find something special for you too to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then green room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, Steve, early in the year in Germany, there was a recent, just it was an attack, really, mm-hmm. that occurred that really has not gotten a lot of attention. A lot of news, you know, hasn't been circulating around it, but it did happen. But, you know, let me back a little bit. We are aware of all of the refugees that are coming from Syria and the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And there have been many concerns that, you know, bringing in all of these refugees in could potentially make Europe, you know, unsafe because of the possibility, and in certain cases they've known facts that terrorists are coming into Europe, and now they want to, you know, bring them into the United States as well in different other areas to do jihad. And we found out that one of the assailants, one of the terrorists in the Paris attack, actually came in as a refugee. Well, you know, Germany has been one of the biggest countries that's opened their gates mm-hmm. wide open to receive many of these refugees. And what just happened, you know, not too long ago in the new year, was they said about 1,000 men, this National Review's writing this, that 1,000 men participated in a sexual assault on women in the city of Cologne, Germany, in a train station on New Year's Eve. And many don't know that that is a form of jihad. You know, that is a form of jihad. Mm-hmm. That they abuse women, have sex with them, and now they become Muslim because, you know, anyway, it's just a crazy thing. And these women were assaulted, and it's been going under the radar, but reports are that nearly 200 women have filed criminal complaints in the city of Cologne.
Wow.
And the vast majority are you know, they're charging that this is bad, it's a sexual mm-hmm. assault, we've been violated, but there have been few arrests. Though, you know, they've been making this plea. And so a lot of people, there have been 1.1 million immigrants in 2015 that have come into Germany. And now there's this big deal going on. And many people don't know that much about it because it's not being reported. And Germany's in an uproar. And other European countries are saying, hey, listen, we have a situation here. We have a problem on our hands. But it got me to thinking about the city of Cologne and how this city has so much deep, rich history. A lot of it not good at all. Some of it good, but it just got me to thinking about how important it is for us to be able to redeem the land. Oftentimes we look at a territory, we look at a place, and we say, well, that's no big deal. It's just property, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a piece of dirt. But the truth is that land is significant. I mean, you know, Jonah was sent to the city of Nineveh, yeah. And, you know, you see movements now, God belongs in my city, right? Yeah. But, you know, God wants to save people in that city. He wants to save people in your country. He wants to save people in your town, in your village, wherever you live. And I think about America. Listen, if America wasn't here today, if America wasn't, what would happen to the rest of the world? So many missionaries have been sent out of this land, this piece of dirt called America, and it's a blessed property. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at talking about land and property. If you look at the piece of property, the piece of dirt, if you will, where Haiti and the Dominican Republic both share, it's an island literally cut in half, and one side of this island, which is Haiti, is impoverished. There's a lot of poor people there. They're children and families mm-hmm. that are going hungry. I mean, they're hoping that they could eat just rice and beans. If they can eat rice and beans, they're happy. And then the other half of this island is the Dominican Republic, and they're blessed, and they're flourishing. Mm-hmm. And so you can go throughout, you know, the world and look at land and property and see what's going on there. And reportedly that the Haitians actually made a pact with the devil during the French had occupied, and there's some history there, but they made a pact with the devil, and that's why they're experiencing some of the things that they've been experiencing, and that needs to be broken. But you will look at the sins that have been done in different areas of the land. I'm not saying that America is perfect, because we certainly know that it's not, and there have been horrific things that have happened here, but certainly God's grace has been on this particular land. But as it relates to the city of Cologne, you're going to be surprised as we kind of walk through some of the events that happened in the city of Cologne, and it just kind of helps us to understand that, man, we need to be praying for our cities. We need to be praying for our territory. We need to repent for the things that happened, you know, in the places where we live, and to redeem that back, because it seems like there's a portal of hell that have been opened in different places. In fact, Rick Joyner writes about this in his book called Shadows of Things to Come. You're probably seeing an image of the book. I recommend it. Pick it up today. But in this book, he actually, and he is well written. I mean, I think he's written over, he's written over 40 books. He's a historian. Very intelligent man, and in tune with God. But he's written, one of the things he writes a lot about is church history and just history in general. And he writes in this book about the gates and the portals of hell and the portals of heaven, and that how in they were moving into a time period where both of these portals in different parts of the earth are going to be expanding, and that we need to be praying and be in agreement to close these gates of hell, and that the gates of heaven, the open heavens, would be open. And we've been praying for quite some time that there's an open heaven on the Gulf Coast, and that God would move in our land and move in our area. And we encourage you to continue to pray for us. But let's examine and talk about some of the things that happened in the city of Cologne to give us some sort of perspective as to what happened. Well, they say that the province of Cologne was founded at the very time that of the birth of the Lord. So it dates back a long time. And one of the things that we find is that Nero, the Emperor Nero, his mother and his father both came from the city of Cologne. And you're probably seeing an image of Nero now. But if you don't know about Nero, he was a Roman emperor that was demented. I mean, he was literally sick in the head. He did a lot of horrible and evil things to Christians. In fact, he's responsible for the death of Paul and Peter. He fed Christians. They call it the Circus of Maximus, and it's basically this place where it's like a Colosseum. I think 150,000 people could be sat in this Colosseum. They did chariot races, but he fed Christians to the lions there. And just horrific, horrific things for sport. For sport, one of the things he was known for doing too was he had these gardens. He would actually burn things on fire, and then he would blame the Christians and say the Christians did it. But also, he would put Christians on a pole and have them spread out throughout his garden, and he would have them dipped in wax, and he would light them on fire, have them lit on fire just so that he can come out at night and be able to see his garden at night. This is the evil that that came out of the city of Cologne right from the very beginning, because his mother and his father originated from the city of Cologne. They say that they had so many temples and gods in the city that, I mean, just dates back for a very, very, very long time. The other thing that came out of the city of Cologne was the Crusades. And this is a horrific period in the time of the church, because it's the time where the church began to fight and do some really bad things. I mean, really bad things that we go back and say, my goodness, they were doing things in the name of God. It wasn't even the true church, because you can't, just because you say that you're following God, you know, Jesus said that you will know them by their fruit, not by what they say. And so just because someone says that they're a Christian or says certain things, even Jesus tells us that, listen, we know someone by their fruit. That's how you know them, by their fruit. Let their fruit speak for them. And I think that's a great example. But they decided to take things into their own hand and move really in a religious spirit, but they started fighting. And one of the things that reportedly said that the Pope claimed that he had a letter from heaven that basically said, listen, you know, call the European nations that they had to liberate the Holy Sepulchre. He had this mandate, and they were taking this march into Jerusalem, because the Muslims at that time had Jerusalem. So they were trying to fight against the Muslims, and that's where you have all the knights that came to fight, and they had all these estates. And one of the things that they did was, because you had to finance this stuff, is they mortgaged their property. They mortgaged their property, Steve, and they forced the Jewish bankers to loan the money. And so they mortgaged their property. And then once they started, you know, having victory and conquering and doing all these things, then they didn't pay the Jewish bankers back. They said, listen, because you killed Jesus, we're not even going to pay you back. And so there's been a lot of things. Hell has been unleashed from the city of Cologne because it did so much damage for the cause of Christ. Yeah. God wasn't in any of that. It wasn't in any of that. But this is what they started. And when we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about the history of Cologne and what gate was open in that city and some of the evil that's come out of there, but also some good things came out of that city. But before we go to break, I do want to talk to you about a special offer. We have an offer for you. We want you to take advantage. I want you to listen up.
We're so excited about this offer we have available for our VFN TV partners. For your partnership for any amount whatsoever, we have this offer. We'll send to you DVD or online where you can watch it. It's called One Thing in 2016. Offer 2001 is learning the keys to success, prosperity, and peace no matter what or who may come your way. This is so important to be able to keep your peace and focus on the Lord, just like David did. When all these things were happening against King David, he was just doing his job, but an entire government was coming against him led by Saul. Guess what he did? He focused on the one thing. This is an encouraging word. We have it for you for any gift whatsoever. Just go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, click on partnering, or you can actually call 844-408-3688 or write to VFNTV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. One thing in 2016. God bless.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
How do you react when your spouse irritates you? You could let bitterness build up. But on today's Focus on the Family Minute, Leslie Vernick suggests a different response.
I had a client whose husband was a smoker, and she thought he had quit, and he did, but he sort of snuck back, and he was deceiving her, and she was very angry, and so here he's acting wrong. He lied to me, and he's smoking. And so how do I act right? And so I suggested to her that one of the gifts she could give him was the gift of acceptance, that she's accepting that he's a non-finished human being yet, that he's still in the process of change, that he has some bad habits that you wish he didn't have, but you are going to accept that, not just acknowledge it. What I mean by accepting it is that you are going to accept that he's struggling with something that you don't like, and you're not going to resent him for it. That's a gift of love, to be able to do that and say, I don't like that you smoke, I wish you didn't, but I am not going to resent you or nag you about it anymore.
You'll hear more practical insights from Leslie Vernick today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Oh my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I like to have a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it, and you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, and you get it, whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, buy the tape. We're giving it to you. It's yours. Yes. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about closing gates and portals of hell and praying for open heavens and how important it is to redeem the land. And we were talking about the city of Cologne, because the city of Cologne, Germany, is still in the news today and atrocities are still happening there. But we talked about how, you know, Nero was born in Cologne, and his parents were from Cologne, Germany. And that was the first Roman persecution came as a result of Christians, came as a result of Nero. But also the Crusades, the Crusaders. This was a horrible time, and the Catholic Church and the Protestants were involved in this too, but this was a horrible period in our history, because there were people that were doing things in the name of Christ that God was definitely not in. And people were being brutally killed and massacred, and Jews were being extorted for money. They were being killed, and it was just a horrible, horrible period. And Rick writes this in his book, Shadows of Things to Come. He says, during the following centuries, Jews were periodically assaulted and robbed, and at times, all the members of the Jewish ghettos were massacred, with only those who would submit to baptism being spared. Many Christians took stands against this tragic intolerance, including Bernard of Clairvaux, who tried earnestly to protect Jews from the bigotry and fanatical violence of the church, but with little success. This is horrible things that happened. So in this march, they had this mandate, and again, we're just, you know, waxing over some highlights, because this goes into a lot of detail, but we're just kind of giving you the feel of what came out of this city, Cologne. They give you perspective and context, but they go on this march and they're headed towards Jerusalem. At one point, I mean, they have leaders that are with armies of 600,000 people, children, women, I mean, all sorts of people that were fighting along with them. And since they were little trained, and they would come into a city, they would destroy the city. They would just ravage the place. They were undisciplined, untrained, and many of them died. But in this tragic victory in Jerusalem, they actually won. They won in Jerusalem. And once they had their captives, because the mayor at the time of Jerusalem was Muslim, he actually was pretty good to the Christians. He let them, you know, go under the Christian banner and separate even during the fight. So they thought they were going to be treated well, but the Crusaders didn't treat them well. Mm. They wound up killing everyone. When the Jews saw this, they ran into the synagogues and then the Crusaders went after them and burned up the synagogue. It was just a tragic, tragic victory, if that's what you want to call it. But all of this happened. All of this happened as a result of the birthplaces came out of the belly, if you will, of the city of Cologne, Germany. So you have Nero, you have the Crusades, and guess what? It's the root of communism. It's the root of communism, Cologne. The reports are that July 23rd, 1164, this Archbishop Rinaldo brought to the city of Cologne, check this out, Steve, he bought the city of Cologne bones that were supposedly the bones of the three wise men who saw the infant Jesus.
Wow.
Okay? So he brings these bones to the city of Cologne as a reward for the bishop's loyalty. Be careful of people, what people give you. And over a period of time, they put him in a golden coffin. And you're probably seeing this image, you know, come up on the screen. But they put him in this golden coffin, and people came from all over the place to watch it. They came all over the place to come and as a shrine. And the crowds became so large, Steve, that they felt like they needed to basically erect a cathedral.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about this cathedral, and this is what religion does. I mean, it worships man-made created things. But they worked on this cathedral to house these people that would come and make this pilgrimage to worship bones of men that came to see Jesus, supposedly these bones. But there's an interesting story about this cathedral. He says, and I want to make sure I get this for you. He said, in August of 1248, the foundation of the Cologne Cathedral was laid as a place of honor for the bones of these three wise men. The building of this magnitude took more than 300 years.
Now, to give you perspective, the United States is only about a couple hundred years old. 300 years to build this cathedral, but it was a brief, remarkably stopped. It was abruptly stopped right in the middle of the, them building this cathedral. Right. And this is what a legend, as Rick writes. Listen, this is the story behind the story. He says that it's recorded that the master builder had to make a pact with the devil to complete the project of this cathedral. He had to make a pact with the devil. And the pact stated that an aqueduct had to be built from the city of Trier to Cologne so that the river of death could flow from Satan's throne. They're building this cathedral. Wow. They stop it because, as legend says, they had to make a pact with the devil because a throne, a river of death had to flow from the city of Trier to Cologne, just as the river of life flowed from the throne of God. Once this aqueduct was completed, according to the legend, Satan would allow the cathedral to be finished. This river, it would be a river of death, which ultimately eclipsed all the previous spirits of death that had originated from this city of Cologne, resulting in an estimated 100 million people that have died as a result of this. This is crazy. Amazingly, the work of the cathedral was completed. Okay, it was done once they finished building this this aqueduct. And guess what came in place? In 1818, Karl Marx, the founder of socialism, the most powerful atheistic system, was born in the city of Trier. So right from this city of Trier, wow, right where they said Karl Marx emerged on the scene. And they said in 1842, he moved from Trier to Cologne, and the work on the cathedral actually began. This is when it began. And it was finally completed in 1880. And Rick writes that there was no coincidence that it appears that the pact of the devil had been honored. And so out of Cologne, here you have Karl Marx, the founder of communism, and he published a newspaper out of the city of Cologne. And this is where he printed the Communist Manifesto.
Wow.
I mean, again, tell me that territories and land and cities and areas matter. But God has a way of redeeming the land. He has a way of restoring it, because out of this area and out of this same place, there's something else that was birthed in the city of Cologne. It was the birthplace of Zionism. And you're seeing a picture of Moses has. Zionism is basically of the Jewish movement that basically started, you know, this the Jewish people having a homeland. This was birthed in the same city of Cologne. And when we're looking at all this, we're looking at the big picture and saying, my goodness, all the way from Nero, all the way from the Crusades, all the way from, you know, the spiritual root of communism, these bones, this 300-year pact to build this cathedral with Satan. And then you have communism, which is basically supposedly a form of government, but it's a religion, where China today is a communist country.
That's right.
But yet, at the same token, is where heaven and hell collided, because God was able to redeem it. In fact, in that same city, there is a church that is vibrant right now that has people from multiple different nationalities that are reaching. So over 2,000 people are part of this. And it's just amazing what has come out of this city and this area. And although this was a brief history, we highlighted some things here for you. It's so important for us to understand that we have to contend for the land. You know, obviously God is interested in people. He's not just interested in a piece of property. But there were sins that have been committed on different lands. There are sins that have been done. And we need to go back and be able to repent. Well, the things that have happened. I think about all the shedding of innocent blood and how all that blood is poured out into the rivers. It's poured out into, you know, sewers. It's poured out. It's in the land. I mean, God said that that blood still cries out.
That's right. That's right.
And we can begin to start closing these portals of hell and believe in God for open heaven. If you look throughout the Bible, you know, areas where throughout the entire Old Testament where, you know, great victories, great places, great memorial things that have happened in the land. Many times the Israelites built a memorial in this place, and they said, we called it, you know, this because this happened. And you find that throughout the entire Bible. And so it's important. We talked about earlier the city of Nineveh, that Jonah was called there to that city. And we want to encourage you that wherever you're living today, we want to take the land. You know, not in a physical way. We're not talking about that. We're talking in a spiritual way. We want an open heaven over the land. We want, you know, our prayers to go up. We don't want the brass heaven over our heads. We want God to hear us. But we need to respond. We need to respond to the things that have happened so much that oftentimes is either ignored or sometimes we don't even know anything about. But once we become aware of it, we need to be able to identify and say, Lord, that happened here, and I want to repent for that because I want your blessing.
Yeah. You know, and I think about it as you're saying that, you know, the importance of even recognizing this. I think about, you know, if you've been with us in our audience, you're aware of a man that we've played many times before that he's just in tears, broken, and he says, I want to repent for my sins that have brought this upon this land. And if you think about a wound that you have, and if it goes unaddressed, unhealed, it just begins to fester and get worse. Imagine that across a nation. Imagine that in your city. And it's just like, you know, begin that dialogue. You know, that's why we talk about abiding, and it's so important to hear what God is saying. It's like, God, you know, one of my most, you know, favorite scriptures is Acts 17, 26 and 27. It talks about God orchestrates the very times and exact places that you should live in hopes that you'd reach out to him. And where you live is not an accident. And, you know, begin to ask the Lord, why do you have me here? And dialogue and say, what's in this city that you can say, you know, Lord, this happened in this city. I acknowledge that this, God, oh Lord, I just repent for what has happened. Lord, I ask that you would just forgiveness. That you just forgive us for what we've done in this city. And it might not even be in your generation. It might have been multiple generations ago. And it's like God honors that. God says he looks for someone to stand in the gap. And we can, you know, just for those who are following Jesus, look at the power of repentance. Yeah. And you're acknowledging, oh my goodness, God, I repent for the life that I've lived. I ask that you would forgive me. And it's just like, that's just one life. Imagine the decisions and the choices that are made in a nation, and what we can do by just saying, God, this happened. God, forgive me.
Yes.
Forgive our nation.
Yes. Well, listen, and those are the bad things, but what about all the great things? What about all the revivals and the outpourings that have happened all over the country, maybe in your own city? Listen, those portals, those open heavens, we want to pray. We want to say, God, would you do it again? Pour out your spirit over our land, over our city, over our area. We need a third great awakening. More when we get right back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We spend our whole lives searching for meaning and direction, for something that makes sense. The Bible is supposed to offer that clarity. Is that how it works, though? Because if the Bible is that enlightening, why do so few people spend so little time in it? Maybe we're missing something. Sure, the Bible is the story of God, but it's also our story. If we take God out of the Bible, there is no Bible. But if we take people out of the Bible, there isn't a Bible either. The Bible is our story with God in the middle of it as he has always been. Maybe things are about to change. Maybe direction and clarity can actually be found. You can go through the whole Bible using the time you could otherwise waste. And you'll be among friends. That might just change everything. Look in the mirror. Remember today, because time in the scriptures are going to start shifting things. In a month, you're going to realize that you're not alone. Look back in the mirror in a year, and you'll realize that the Bible has changed the way you look at just about everything. It'll be like coming home. The search is over.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do.
And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. My goodness, it matters. It matters what happens in a city. And again, we just went through this, just skimmed through the highlights, but there's so much into what took place. That shows you how awful religion is that, you know, listen, you don't want religion. You want relationship with God. Religion is man's control, you know, a way to think that they're doing righteous deeds for God. But God was nowhere near that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of godliness, but it ain't God. It's a false deception. And a lot of lives were lost, and a lot of bad things happened as a result. But we want you just to get that and get hope for your area and say, you know, God, I don't even, you may not even know what happened in your area. And that's okay. But you can say, God, just redeem this property, redeem this land. Dedicate your home. Dedicate your house as a sanctuary for the Lord. That's so important. Yeah. I've been in places, I've walked in, and you could feel the presence of evil in a certain place and think, what has happened in this house or in this apartment? This is something not right here. But then I've walked in other, you know, homes, you know, my own home, and you just feel the presence of God. You feel the peace. You feel it. You just sense it. And you want your home to be a place of peace. You want your home to be a place where God is honored and not dishonored. And so take that with, you know, today and apply it, because it's so, so important. But as we transition in our program, we want to talk about recent reports about what the White House said, Steve, in regards to they're predicting massive job losses due to robots. And you're probably seeing an image of some robots working here. But it's remarkable what has happened in, you know, happening in with technology today in terms of, you know, advancement and building. And they're saying that jobs now that basically pay $20 an hour are going to be going to robots that can mass produce these things in the future. And so there's a whole conversation about, you know, what are we going to do with these people that, I think, 20,000 jobs to begin with. They didn't say really how much into the future, but there's an idea that it'd be like in the near future that this has an economic impact. What do you do with these people that used to work and do these things? And what's happening to our nation in terms of, we're no longer really a manufacturing nation. We hardly build anything in America anymore. A lot of these things are being outsourced to China for cheaper labor. And, you know, you're wearing clothes that were made in China, and we're not even thinking about the child that was probably, you know, abused working, making this stuff, and we're wearing it. It's just really crazy when you think about it. But robots, who would have thought this advancement? And now companies are building these skilled, you know, you used to think in a movie, you know, oh my goodness, the future's so long. Listen, it's here.
It's right now. Oh, yes.
You got to see these robots that are actually functioning and moving and active. I mean, they're super well advanced. They weigh 180 pounds, and you can knock them down. They can walk outside. They can do a lot of things. Watch this. What is happening? Where wow. are we going?
Wow.
I mean, I'm seeing like RoboCop here. I'm seeing the advancement. Listen, all it needs is some cosmetic thing around it, and all of a sudden now it looks like a human. It's walking like a human. These are some of the most advanced, and this is what the latest economic report of the president suggests, that this report suggests that there's an 80% chance that jobs paying less than $20 an hour will eventually succumb to the cybernetic revolution.
Wow.
Now, it's one thing to lose your job to somebody else, someone who's not out of this country and all these other things. Imagine being fired because they hired a robot to do it. We are living in some interesting, interesting times. But listen, we want to pray for you, and we encourage you and ask you, please pray for us. Father, Lord, we just come to you today, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to be here, Lord, and to be able to share what we've been sharing today, God. And we ask you, Lord, to burden us, God, to redeem the land, God, to partner with you, Lord, and to confess, Lord, sins that have occurred in the areas where we live and even the areas where we don't live, and to say, God, would you do it again? Would you redeem the land? Would you forgive the sin that occurred? And Father, help us to reclaim, Lord, the areas that you have moved so powerfully all across this country and all over the world. And we pray for an open heaven, Lord. We ask you to forgive all the atrocities that have been done in the name of Christ, Lord, that you were not a part of, God. And we ask you, Lord, for a third great awakening, Lord, not only for America, Lord, but for all over the world. Let the fires of revival, transformation, and awakening, Lord, come to the earth, Lord. And may there be an open heaven, Lord, where many people will come to the saving knowledge of your Son. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.